Using you to the spiritual secrets that are leading to the new moon in Aries on the 8th of April. The new moon in Aries is a purity of life. And therefore, the Noemani Melech this week talks about Zrizas Mevi Lidei Nekis, which means activity leads you to the pure new moon. So let's talk about depression. Depression. Why are you so miserable? Why? We've all got reasons to be miserable, all right? The holiday weekend, the Goyish holiday weekend that they had, Good Friday, Friday and Saturday and then Easter Sunday and Easter Monday. If you were not with people that you love, if you're not doing something that you love doing, and it was full of activity because you were traveling and going and being and doing, you were walking and to jogging, you were eating and then celebrating. If you weren't doing something that you genuinely love doing, then you would have been, oh, it's depressing, I can't take it anymore. You know, a lot of people love their work, love their profession, love their career so much that when they can't do their career, when they can't do go to the office and make some money, when they can't do it, they're depressed. They're genuinely depressed. And that is actually a very good sign, because it means that you were born to function. You weren't born to sit and watch Netflix and sit and watch TV. You weren't born to do nothing with your life. You were born to do something. And the restlessness that the Aries energy, after all, the sun is in Aries, the restlessness means, oh, I've got to do something. Oh, I've got to do something. How many times have you said to yourself, oh, I'm fed up of having a boring life. I'm fed up of, those of you who are single, I'm fed up of being single. I want a relationship. I want love. I want something more exciting in my life. Those of you who are unfortunately married and you're in a loveless marriage and you're not having any sex, there's no activity, there's no energy in your relationship anymore. It's sort of lost that vitality, that vibrancy. It's lost the love, basically. You're missing something. So now you're going to go looking for somebody new. Before you get rid of this one, you're going to go looking to see what else is out there. Who else can stimulate you, excite you, turn you on? Who else can do the magic for you? That's just human nature. It's a bit like we always say, buying an automobile. You don't get rid of your current automobile until you found a brand new one. Once you found a brand new one, right, so you're driving the new one, you really like it, you realize this is really good, I'll get rid of my old one. And that's unfortunately what some people will do with relationships. They realize now, oh, it's making me so draining. It's such hard work. I've got to go looking for a new one. And then they get the new. The irritability energy, and this is an Aries factor, and it is the spiritual secret of this week. The irritability factor of having a dead, boring life is your brain, your soul. It's actually your mind, body, and spirit saying to you, this isn't the way life is supposed to be. You're not supposed to be boring. You're not supposed to have a boring life. You're not supposed to do nothing with your life. You're supposed to do something with your life. You're supposed to. So whatever it is that's irritating you, it's a good thing. It's a good thing you're being irritated. The word that the Noemani Melech uses, word, is Zrizas. Zrizas, Zrizas. You can hear it in the word. The Zion in the Hebrew word. Zrizas, Zrizas. Get on with it. Zrizas. You see, when bees are flying around, it's got the same word, isn't it? It's the same noise, the same expression. It's zzz, zzz, zzz. We're making a noise, but as busy as bees. It's not a coincidence that the Jewish words, or any words, have this, it has a meaning in it. You know, it has an energy, a word has an energy in it. The fact that the word is called Zrizas, and Noemani Melech is referring to busy as bees, is exactly what we're supposed to be. If you saw a bees just hanging out, chilling out, having a glass of vodka, you'd think there's something wrong with them. But busy bees, we're supposed to be Zrizas, we're supposed to be busy. When we're not busy doing what destiny wants us to do, then we feel depressed. And depression, asvas, depression is just another way of saying this is not the way life is supposed to be. When somebody is genuinely depressed, they know that something's wrong. You just know, what's wrong with you? I don't know, I'm depressed. Well, what's wrong? What's really wrong? So you know something is wrong. It could be influenced by something that's making people depressed, like drinking alcohol and doing things that are unbeneficial to the human mind, the human body, the human soul. And therefore, I'm not going to go through the whole list of things, but it's making them depressed. So you've got to stop doing things that are making you depressed. Stop encouraging the depression to grow even more, and say, stop. I'm now going to do things of activity. I'm going to do things that are going to now uplift me. I'm going to do things that are going to now make me stop being depressed, because it's human activity. Human activity, is leading to the new moon on the 8th of April. Whatever it is, that whichever moon cycle it is, whichever moon transit it is, that makes you feel depressed, I'm delighted. And I've said that to a few people, especially on this Easter Sunday, when I got some messages. I'm delighted you're depressed, because it means that you're not living the way you're supposed to live. Something is fundamentally wrong with your aura, with your mind, with your body, with your soul, that you're simply realizing now, I cannot carry on this way anymore. I don't want to carry on anyway this more. The planets, Pluto in Aquarius, doesn't want you to carry on that you've been carrying on the way this past 16 years. And the new zodiac year leading to Jupiter in Gemini doesn't want you to carry on the way you've been before. It wants you to do something of activity. It's getting you ready, and getting you ready means you hate the way things are right now, and hating it means it's your destiny talking. Destiny is looking at you. God is looking at you. God, the divine clockwork of life, is now saying it's the year 2024, and now I want you to get ready to do something with your life. So I have to give you the feeling of you hate being lazy, you hate doing nothing now, in order for you to actually do something. Whatever happens this week is all about that gut feeling of, I don't want that anymore, but I really, really do want something new. And Vaipashas, we're talking about Vayikra going into Tzav. Tzav is it's a simple Tzav, Pashas Tzav. Some titles of the Pashas have long titles, some have a very simple title, Tzav. Tzav. That's the Pasha this week, Pashas Tzav. Straight to the point. Short and sweet and straight to the point, Tzav. Get on with it. Know what's wrong. It's a yes or a no, good or a bad. And as you understand from the astrology, when we say the sun is in Aries, Earth is viewed from the sun, we are in the star sign of Libra, the opposite star sign, and it's either a yes or a no. A yes, it's really right for you. No, it's wrong for you. And therefore, when it's wrong, just stop it. When it's right, that's the light that will lead you towards the beginning of the zodiac year, to a bigger and a brighter future.